Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Paris. How may I help you today?
You're going to have to talk a little bit loud. I couldn't hear you.
So thank you for calling customer support. My name is Paris. How may I help you today?
Paris, this is Gloria Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, in Comer, Georgia. My zip code is 30629, and I'm going over my credit card statement and notice all these charges that I didn't make, and I wanted to know what they're for. I mean, let's see.
Could you go ahead and address that, verify that home address for me, please?
It's 1650 Comer Road. That's C-O-M-E-R Road, Comer, Georgia.
All right, ma'am, give me a few minutes to locate these transactions. Our computer system is quite slow today, so I'm going to place you on a brief hold for about 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, ma'am, so I do have those transactions pulled up. I'm going to go to your most recent transaction. I do see that you purchased you entered to win a free cookware set for $5.74 on the 17th of October, correct?
No, I have not entered any sweepstakes.
Okay, ma'am, because I do see that you were fully refunded on the 27th of this month for $67.32.
Okay, well, good.
Yes, ma'am.
So that one, I have this one that I have here that I'm looking at on this credit card. It's for $39.99.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at that as well, but it does say that all three declined. I do see that they approved one for the 13th of this month as well. So what I'm going to do for that one, for the $39.99, the only thing I could do is provide you a 35% refund.
Why can you only give me 35?
Because you called after we refunded you already for the $67.30. You were fully refunded for that.
Well, the credit card company called you for that because they called me and told me that I had fraudulent activities on my card. And then as I talked to her, she said to go back through and look at every one of these charges, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can only provide you a 35% refund. The highest I can do is a 50% refund.
Well, give me 50% then.
All right, ma'am. I'm also going to get your account canceled, so you will no longer be billed from us ever again.
Okay.
All right. Please hold for me. Okay, ma'am, so I did just refund you that 50% back of the $39.99. You should see the refund back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and you should also be receiving the email within 24 to 48 hours letting you know that you have been refunded.
All right, now let me ask you, do I have any other charges from you all of any other under anything? Because this is absolutely, this is a crime.
Let me check this out for you.
Because I didn't fill out anything at all that said it was a sweepstake and that I was entering a sweepstake or that I would be charged anything monthly or anything like that. I mean, that's crooked.
Yes,
that's just a thief in a sheep in wolf's clothing. I just never have heard of such.
Yes, ma'am. You were billed $67.32 on October the 23rd.
And see, I don't check my credit cards all the time. I've been very, very sick with cancer, and I just, you know,
I do apologize.
I haven't been doing all, you know, keeping up with things. Like I just paid the bills and signed the checks, and so I'm feeling a little bit better, and but if I wouldn't have known this, if the bank hadn't called and said that it looked like I had fraudulent charges on my account.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so yes, you were billed $67.32 on the 23rd of October. On the 24th of November, you were billed $67.32 again.
I mean, what kind of sweepstake? You know, I would be crazy to enter a sweepstake that doesn't even have, you don't send out who the winner is or who got it or anything, and you just keep charging my account every month for?
Yes, ma'am.
That is crazy.
You were billed on the 7th of this month for $67.32. You also added on a warranty. You were billed $9.97 on the 9th of this month. You were billed $39.99 on the 13th of this month. And you also
I need all of those charges removed. I need to have those refunded.
Yes, ma'am. You also billed $67 again and 32 cents on the 14th of this month. And we tried to complete more transactions on the 24th, on the 18th, and on the 17th of this month as well, all for $39.99.
Well, I want all those removed.
Okay, ma'am. What I can do is for the first three, I can issue you a 35% refund. But that's all
What about? Let's do 50. I know you can go up as high as 50 because I just talked to another lady that had, she started at 25.
Somebody
but
from our company started for 25.
You need to be refunding me full amount.
Yes,
because
ma'am,
I didn't get anything for it.
Yes, but it's over 30 days old, and you did agree to the terms and conditions when you entered the sweepstakes.
Well, by the time I get my credit card, it's over 30 days old.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but I can't refund you for the ones that's over 30 days old. I can only work with the recent transactions. Because again, we are we are just the representatives for the company, so I manage.
I know it's not your fault, and I'm sorry if I'm taking it out on you because
ma'am.
Just work there.
No, ma'am, I do understand. So what I could do is issue you a 50% refund for the $67.32 on the 14th. I can fully refund you that $9.97 on the 9th. Yes, let me see, what is this? And the $67.32 on the 7th of this month. Yes, and I can also give you a partial refund of that $5.74.
Okay.
So that's four that I could do for you, but you do have two transactions that are over 30 days old, so I'm not going to be able to refund you the two past transactions.
Okay. All right.
All right, ma'am. Please hold for a second so I can get these transactions, these refunds issued to you. And I'm going to come back, and I'm going to let you know how many refunds you got in total and how much money you'll be getting back in total, ma'am. So please just I'm going to also go ahead and cancel these accounts so you will no longer be billed or charged again in the future.
Okay.
All right,
thank you very much.
No problem, ma'am. Please hold for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, ma'am. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna transfer you over to Escalations, and I'm gonna get you transferred, and then they will help you from further notice from there, ma'am. So please hold while I transfer you.
Okay.